I felt so unsafe in my own insecurities. And my biggest takeaway from this was that, you know, I have been heartbroken because I allowed my ego to run the show. Because here's the thing, love never breaks hearts. Ego does. And when we allow to be led by fear and ego, we suffer. We really, really suffer. So love will never, never, never let you suffer. The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your hype girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. What is up, my fearless tribe? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening. It's very early morning for me, and I just got super inspired after my journaling. And I wanted to share really this, the core and the essence of the Fearless and Successful brand, and why some of you know how the Fearless brand started. And how it evolved into from, you know, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And that's the core of any episode, any and every episode. And how it kind of like evolved into this love-based co-creation. Not even about feeling the fear and doing it anyway, but really coming from a place of love. And that has been my guide since 2021, when I really went into like work of intuition-led business, intuition-led life, and yeah, like really trusting my gut, my heart to lead me. And when you are led by your heart, your intuition, you know, yeah, then might come also fear in between, but love-based co-creation is always so much more powerful, because heart always operates or lives or creates at a higher frequency than the mind will ever do, or brain, right? So, and this is really like me sharing one of my recent experiences, even though I've been like doing this work since, you know, a decade ago, like really stepping out of my comfort zone and putting myself out there, being vulnerable, being authentic, being in a place of service, doing the self-growth work, inner work. I kind of failed. I failed one of my most integral values, and that is, you know, freedom to be me and freedom to express myself in the most authentic way. And by the way, if you are here for the first time, welcome. I am so, so joyous, and I'm so, so blessed and honored to be of service for you today. And hopefully, you know, we will get, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this show. What will your gain be from this? But for me, it's always a promise. Let's have fun while we are doing a deep work and transforming our lives so we can transform other people's lives. Yes, I am your coach. I'm your high president girl. And my mission is to show you how to dream big, plan for success, and impact the world in a positive way, of course. let's dive deep in into, you know, this distinction between creation from love and creation from ego. Or let's just call it love versus ego. And we all been there. We all went through where ego tries to run the show. You know, there is no human that, you know, doesn't come across as you know, this, oh my God, the ego is running the show. Let's, you know, what to do with it. First of all, you know, ego... There was this quote that I you know, always remember. Ego is not your amigo. And your mind will always try to run the show because it wants to master the game, right? And this is just how it is, because it wants to protect you and it wants to keep you safe. And it doesn't mean that, you know, when you're that you need to just diminish the power of your mind. Not at all. Your mind is powerful. It's just how you manage the thoughts that are entering into your mind and your brain, right? Because through your mind, through your brain, through the thoughts, emotions are created. And when the fear-based emotions are running the show, the results, the actions, the outcomes are always, always painful. So I really want to, you know, shed a light on, you know, how does it look like to go through an experience where you deal even like intrusive thoughts and have a, you know, really put love onto them and take action from place of love instead of like fear. Right, we know that love and fear can't coexist. So really like allowing love to shine through, because, you know, where so always when there is a fear-based action, it will come from a place of wound. And this is not what I want to talk about, but just think for a second. If there is a wound in you, which probably it is, we all have our own wounds. If there is a wound, there will be, or a crack, just imagine a crack somewhere in your system, and there will be a light that needs to shine through. And that light is always love. Let the love shine through that crack, through that wound, so you can get on the other side. Because when you are kind of like leading with that fear, you will not allow the light to come through. Sometimes how this fear-based action looks like is, you know, going into defense mode or avoiding or numbing or just doing something that doesn't serve you on a long run, because you are actually not managing the fear, but you are allowing fear to manage you, to fear to control you, okay? So just allow the light to come through your wound, your you know, pain, and you will come through the other side very enlightened. So there will be a lesson that needs to happen. And this journey doesn't need to be painful. It doesn't need to be harmful. It can be very compassionate, and it can be very sensual. It can be very, very fun, okay? Inner work, self-development. It doesn't need to be hard, you guys. It gets to be easy. It gets to be effortless when you allow self-grace, self-compassion, and self-love to be part of that journey. So... this is like, you know, I was talking about freedom, and for me, like, freedom has been always my core value in my life and business. And throughout the time, it went from, you know, I want to be financially free. I want to be, you know, time free. I want to do whatever I want with who I want, and, you know, all sorts of these kind of things that everyone desires, right? And after my separation in 2021, I realized that there was so many parts of me that were kind of locked, and by my own choice, right? I didn't allow some parts of me to shine through, to get out there and to speak my truth, and, you know, that freedom to be love, to be loved, and to love, and to just be love. You know, exactly as I am, because the parts that I was hiding were the parts that I didn't love about myself. And doing the shadow integration, it is about, you know, what are the parts that I need to accept, allow, to transcend into love and potential, right? So really, this freedom thing became more of a unconditional, limitless love, first to myself and then to everyone else, right? And as I mentioned, you know, I feel that as I've been practicing, you know, surrendered manifestation through the work with Regan Hillier, and then also like really sharing this, being an advocate of infinite love, and of course as a freedom architect, I really, really like recently failed to integrate and to facilitate that work, because I was overtaken by the fear, and I kind of lost this innate power to be connected with the power of love. I completely let the ego to run the show. And when you have, you know, two people who can't find harmony, and they, you know, and I was like allowing my ego to run the show, and came from a place of a wounded feminine, that felt abandoned and rejected. And then you have a powerful masculine that wants to just protect you. I felt so unsafe in my own insecurities. And my biggest takeaway from this was that, you know, I have been heartbroken because I allowed my ego to run the show. Because here's the thing, love never breaks hearts, ego does. And when we allow to be led by fear and ego, we suffer. We really, really suffer. So love will never, never, never let you suffer. And you know, as I mentioned, love and ego, or fear and love, are two opposing forces. They can never play in the same field. Love is a very, very selfless emotion, and it's very caring and nurturing, and it always, you know, prioritizing the needs of others, not on the expense of your own needs, but rather than, you know, seeing, oh, this works for me, and it will always work in a favor of someone else. I was reminded by a friend that, you know, it's nothing wrong if your wants and desires are big, as long as they are in harmony of other people's, you know, needs, wants, and desires. It can be that your ego wants you to have something if that doesn't align with someone else, right? So love will always have this selfless care. Yeah, this is what I want, but I will also accept that you might not want this. That is selfless love, limitless, unconditional love. And ego will just say, hi, this is me, I want this. Nothing else that matter. And someone else need to compromise that. When someone else needs to compromise their own needs to bend over to your needs, that's not love. And that's where co-creation, love-based co-creation comes in. It's from a place of love rather than allowing the ego to run the show. And that requires deep self-awareness, intention, empathy, and trust in the process of surrender. Because when you surrender to the co-creation, when you surrender to the fact that when you this flow of I want this, but for myself, but I also want this for someone else, it will naturally, you know, be a co-creation and combination of desires that everyone wants involved in this process. And this is really like, you know, when you the integration of masculine and feminine in a relationship needs to come from both partners, right? It needs to be integrated within both of partners, so it can come true from love-based co-creation. And here are some steps that I want you to practice if you want to have more love and less fear in your life, right? The first thing is, of course, like self-awareness. Like I mentioned, this really needs to be a priority. Like we just don't allow, or we are just not aware of our ego in different situations. My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you and I am so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/forward insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.